Of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is a classic sermon from Dr. Billy Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 16th through the 21st.
In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel. Verse 2. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body was like beryl, his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now am I come to thee to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. Hallelujah. The first day Daniel prayed, God sent the messenger with the answer, but he came into a spiritual warfare in the double kingdom system. At that time, in the times of the Gentiles, Persia was the one. Remember, first it was Babylon, and then it was Persia. And Persia was the one that was over the peoples of God, over Jerusalem, over Israel. And that there was an evil prince then ruling down through Persia, had ruled through Babylon, now ruling over Persia. And his forces literally contended with this angel 21 days until Michael showed up on the scene. And Chip got a revelation from God that all Michael had to do was show up. Bless the Lord. And then the angel came. And when he delivered his message, verse 20, he said, Knowest thou wherefore I am come unto thee? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come. And so we do see that there is a double kingdom system. Now, to build up to, you know, God gives you things line upon line and precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And in congregation tonight are Jim and Kathy Caseman. Jim is the head of AFCM. When I first met Jim in 1975, they came to Rhema. He didn't even know the books of the Bible. He prayed. Oh, you don't mind my telling that, do you now? He prayed that he sat in the back of the class lest they ask him to look up a scripture. But I tell you, God has brought this couple and used them because of their humility, I think, and their faith and their love. God has used them to literally reach around this world, and it became my privilege to go with them when God supernaturally sent a couple over here from Finland, and that's a long supernatural story that we don't have time to tell. But it ended by our going to the Soviet Union. We started going to the Soviet Union together. Jim started in 1979, and I joined, and Kathy and I joined him in 1980. And we were going to the Soviet Union all those years of the KGB and of communism. And we're a witness to the things that happened there on multiple trips that God sent us in. We would go to Helsinki, and then we would drive in by car with Finns who'd been going for many years. And God gave us wonderful open doors, which were a blessing to us, with the underground Christians. Now, this that I'm going to tell you about tonight happened in 1982, or started happening in 1982. The paper that I'm reading you from is my journal of March 25th, 1991. But in my journal, because of what happened, I went back to something previously that had happened in 1982 and 1983. And in 1982, my husband was still alive on this side of the veil. He's now alive on that side of the veil. And Kent and I, Kathy and Jim, were standing at Brother Hagin's camp meeting in the summer back where they sell all the books. And as far as I know, we weren't even talking spiritual things. I mean, we always talk about the Lord, but we weren't particularly what you'd say in the spirit. We were in the bookstore. And suddenly God spoke to us. As I remember, the Spirit of the Lord came down on me and said, I want you to take a trip. I want you to put your feet on Finland. No, that was right. Put your feet on Helsinki. Put your feet on Moscow. And then put your feet on Jerusalem. And when you get to Jerusalem, I'm going to show you something. Now, we'd been going to Russia for 3 or 4 years, but we always worked in Leningrad. That's where our contacts were. We had not been to Moscow before. He said, put your feet on Helsinki, put your feet on Moscow, and then put your feet on Jerusalem. So Kathy and Jim, we just obeyed. And Kathy and Jim started finding out how we could do that, talking to travel agents. And the travel agent said, well, it's going to cost you more money. It would be simpler if you just went to Montreal, I think it was, and then fly to Moscow. And they said, no, we can't go that way because God told us to go this other way. So we got our tickets at more money, I'm sure, and we went the other way. And on September 6th, 1983, we arrived in Moscow. When we found out that was the day that the Soviet Union had shot down a Korean airliner. Every other free airport in the whole world stopped flying into Moscow except Helsinki. And we went on the last scheduled flight in. We could not have gotten there if we hadn't gone the way God said for us to go. And when we got in there, we found Americans who were waiting for other people to join them. There was no news in Russia. They didn't know what had happened. People were over there on hunting trips. They were waiting. Other people said, our friends didn't come. You're an American. What happened? We said, the Russians shot down a Korean airliner. And then we went and we got there. We arrived there that night. We got there about 11 o'clock at the Kremlin. We got in Moscow about 11 o'clock at night. We were tired. It was very late. But when you went into Russia in those days, you actually were watched all the time. You went in with the in-tourist agency, and the in-tourist agency were KGB spies, KGB agents. So when you're going in, you don't even know what hotel you're going to stay. They tell you what hotel you're going to stay after you get there. And they come and get you in the morning with a KGB agent. They take you out to tour the palaces or whatever you're going to tour, and they bring you back in the evenings. So really, about the only way that we had of making our contacts and doing the things what God told us to do, and we had been doing this for 3 or 4 years in Leningrad, we knew that we had to go at night. But we didn't plan to go the first night. And we got there about 11 o'clock in Moscow. We had never been to Moscow. And God said to us, see, this is why I don't know if I can write a book or not. I don't know if people believe God says to you such specific things. But God said to us, I want you to go to the Kremlin tonight. So I went to Kathy and I said, the Lord wants us to go to the Kremlin tonight. And she said, Wonderful, fine. We don't know why we said wonderful, fine, do we, Kathy? Because we had flown for so many hours. Our feet were tired. We didn't know where the Kremlin was. We never had been to Moscow before. We have to slip out. And there were 11 of us. And none of us spoke any Russian. I don't know how. We probably had our fearless leader to find out. But we had him to make some undercover connections or at questions. How do you get to the Kremlin? I don't know. God must have sent an angel because most people wouldn't even talk to you in those days. But somehow we figured out that you could get on a subway and go 3 stops, get off, and then walk and get to it. But we didn't know if it was counting the first stop or you start counting after the next stop. And we got on the subway, and back in those days in Russia, nobody wanted to know anything. All the Russians had faces like this. And they sat on the subway, and they might have a paper, but they did not look to the left, to the right. They did not see you. They did not pretend to see you. And here we are, Westerners. We stand out like a sore thumb. I mean, we're just like people came from outer space. And we're on the subway and we're counting the stops. 1, 2, 3. And we decided somehow that that's where we were supposed to stop. We got off. It is pitch black. You know, we used to laugh with the underground church people because Russia, communist Russia, had so many laws to protect their people. And they would say, oh, they love us. They protect us. All the laws were to protect them. And one of the laws was, you cannot have lights on a car at night on the streets. Because it will hurt the eyes of the people. So they are so black, these streets. Because people's eyes need to be protected. So it was so dark and so black, and we did not know where we were. We did not know. We start walking. Can you believe we did this? We start walking. I'm talking communist days.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the classic sermon from Dr. Billy Brim. October 16th through the 21st, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at www.billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you this October 16th through the 21st in Branson, Missouri.